former D.C. council member Michael Brown, sentenced to 39 months in prison. He pled guilty to accepting $55,000 in cash from an undercover FBI agent, posing as government contractors trying to do business with the city. So are we at the end of the road for all these D.C. scandals? Joining us live now is Washington Post columnist Clinton Yates. Clinton, this was quite a fall from grace for Michael Brown, certainly, and we keep hearing that more is coming. When do we get to the end of all this?
I think what we're looking at now is a situation where, at the very least, the people who are in trouble for playing unfairly are at least not in office. And that is a step forward in terms of progress. There was a point there with the D.C. Council where you had close to half of the people under investigation for some sort of ethics violation. And it takes a long time to root out what is a culture of corruption. But I think if at the very least people don't just get not reelected, don't just get sort of reprimanded, but actually start going to jail, which is what we're seeing with Terry Thomas and Michael Brown, I think, unfortunately, that has to be the impetus to not be a scumbag politician.
But, you know, as you say, that Brown is now the third former D.C. council member who's been sentenced. And I wonder if perception in the minds of voters of the district is reality. The fact that, you know, we might be weeding out the bad guys, but is this just sort of politics as usual in D.C.? And even if it's not, if it's perceived that way, does it matter?
I think it is in one context, but not every variation of corruption is the same. I mean, money still rules, but that does not necessarily make it corrupt. We talked last week about the situation down at the waterfront and how much, obviously, developer cash has changed, which happened there. But those three guys that also got caught and suspended also happened to all three be sons of former politicians. So there's a very different specific culture with those three. Not to say that that's not the scenario all across the city. I just think that there's a very big difference between guys who are abusing their power and necessarily the control of money. And I don't think that just because we get away from a bunch of people that don't know how to handle themselves in office, that we will get away from the control of money.
Is there like
the system.
A sense of entitlement?
I'm sure there's a lot of that. You know, it's a very small city. Home rule is kind of problematic. People have attitudes against Congress because they feel that they're not getting what they deserve, somewhat rightfully. And as a result, feel the need to probably abuse their constituents, which is unfair, but on some levels is kind of the nature of man.
How do you make this somewhat dramatic culture change? We're not going to say that certainly everybody has dirty hands, but when you look at the long list of wrongdoings that the judge was pointing out for Michael Brown, this wasn't a one-time thing.
Not at all.
So how do you break this? How do you change the culture?
Well, there's two things. I don't think it's fair necessarily to put the sins, so to speak, of Michael Brown on everybody, because not necessarily everybody is lying to prosecutors multiple times in order to sort of figure out how they're going to get out of it. But I think what you do is simply it's a zero tolerance method. I think you see situations, and I'm not trying to sort of indict him for something that wasn't necessarily the case, but, you know, Jim Graham found himself in an ethics slap, got voted out. You know, I think if people just look at it and say, you know what, I'm not buying the notion that this is politics as usual. I'm not buying the notion that this is how you get things done. I'm just not dealing with it. And more people come out to the polls, more people just vote with their ballots, things change.
Clinton, always great to have you. Thanks.
Glad to be here.
Clinton Yates, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.